Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and thank you also to Professor Mendes for being with us this afternoon. And I looked up indeed the statement that the European Union made during the Human Rights Council session that just ended last Friday, because we had an interactive dialogue with the professor indeed on the latest report of the EMLER mechanism. And while we're not necessarily law enforcement experts here at the Council, there is a link with human rights as well. And that was something that we noticed as well in the report that was published. And what we said during the interactive dialogue was, inter alia, that we agree that there's a need for a human rights-based approach to policing in the form of a comprehensive, systematic, and institutional approach to law enforcement, and that this has to comply, of course, with international human rights standards and practices. And we agree that it's important that law enforcement agencies ensure that policies and the actions then also of individual law enforcement officers reflect international human rights norms and standards, and that law enforcement officers are fully aware of this of their human rights responsibilities. And we did some research in view of that interactive dialogue, because within the EU, and I should make it a little bit broader, in Europe, a lot of work is being done on this issue. It's something we follow with interest, and the European Union has published on this, the Council of Europe is working on it, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is also paying attention to the matter. And maybe I would just like to take this opportunity to mention some of these manuals, because the 92nd statement during the Council didn't really allow us to do that. One of the publications is from the European Fundamental Rights Agency, and it was a report on police stops and on guidance on unlawful profiling. So it was basically practical support to practitioners to avoid discriminatory ethnic profiling. There's also a manual on fundamental rights-based police training, and this one is then meant for police trainers, developed from the point of view that human rights-based training helps participants to proactively respect and protect fundamental rights. The purpose, of course, is to ensure that the use of force is exercised in accordance with the principles of legality, necessity, and proportionality, the three principles that are fundamental to the development of just societies in general, I would say. The manual for police training also seeks to foster a relationship of trust between police and society as a whole, and it's all in all its diversity, whereby there's a focus on the rights to non-discrimination, dignity, and life, because when there is trust, the crime reporting levels, they go up normally. And encouraging the reporting of crime contributes to more effective crime fighting. It enhances justice for victims, and it reduces societal tensions. And this manual then, the specific one that I mentioned, was also developed in close cooperation with the Association of European Police Colleges, the European Police College, and their networks of national police academies, so that we actually establish a common policing standard in the EU that respects the principles of fundamental rights. We also have the EU Agency for Law Enforcement Training that offers regular training to law enforcement authorities on diversity, non-discrimination, and also on discriminatory ethnic profiling. And then lastly, I'd like to bring up what the OSCE is doing. They promote professional training as a core activity, because up-to-date and effective courses are fundamental to develop a good policing culture. And their training materials focus on human rights issues, democratic policing, and police-public partnerships. So I think that's what I wanted to share, and also to put forward towards the EMLER mechanism. Thank you very much.